News Talk Breakfast.
In association with AIR. Do anything, anywhere with high-speed 4G mobile data coverage across 96% of the population.
This is News Talk.
A new litter report has revealed disadvantaged areas are suffering from increased levels of litter. The survey was carried out by the Irish Business Against Litter organisation. They also found areas in Galway, Dublin and Cork City were more heavily littered than in previous surveys. Now, the spokesperson for Irish Business Against Litter, Conor Horgan, joins us now. Conor, just give us the main findings of this report, please.
Well, Paul, this was a survey that was conducted over the summer months, and it was with a view to assessing how do our towns and cities shape up in the face of the visitors that they're receiving over those months. And, you know, the picture is altogether a positive one. Our towns are clean. 90% of the towns we surveyed are clean. And our city centres had improved. Dublin City Centre, for example, had one of its best scores since we conducted these surveys. The issue is when you leave the tourist story and you get onto the disadvantaged areas of our cities, the picture is a negative one. We actually saw an increase in litter levels over last year in areas such as Ballyban in Galway, in Dublin's north inner city, in Ballymun, and in areas of Cork's north.
Let's just focus on that for a second. You're saying increased levels of litter. So last year, the last time you did a survey, it was. Can you tell us what kind of quantitative sort of change has taken place?
Well, we saw Dublin's north inner city, for example, which has made improvements over the last 10 years, but it fell from a rating of 66 to 53, for example. So that's quite a significant increase in litter levels. Ballyban in Galway was again seriously littered. Now, these aren't black spots. That's to be pointed out. There is a lowest grade of area, which is a litter black spot, and we used to talk about that a lot in the past. Thankfully, we don't have any black spots. But areas like Mahon in Cork, Cork's north side, Ballymun and Ballyban, they all disimproved over there.
Yeah, now anecdotally, some friends of mine who live in the north side were telling me that there is a problem in certain areas of illegal dumping in parts of the north inner city.
Dumping constantly crops up in our reports as being part of the problem, sir.
Has anyone ever investigated? You know the way they take the rubbish? You literally have to forensically examine it, which some poor devil has to go through and pull it all apart and search through the rubbish to see can they find who owned it originally. Is any of that kind of investigation work taking place?
You know, there's no doubt that I think some councils take this job more seriously than others. Dublin City Council, who we speak to regularly, they certainly take their job seriously. They are disheartened at the fact that they're not seeing the progress in this area, and they are absolutely examining, like you suggest there. But, you know, the offenders get wise to that approach, and it doesn't lead to the source of the offence. But all in all, for us, we believe, you know, we won't have a clean environment unless we've a sense of pride in that environment. And that comes back to a sense of community. All around the country, we've got great community groups doing great works, notably the Tidy Towns. They're making sure these towns remain clean. We don't have that in cities.
Well, it is well accepted sociologically that, you know, that the areas where you're going to, where you have areas of neglect, where place looks neglected, people haven't cared for their gardens and there's a lot of litter around the place, that there are areas where there's a low level of social engagement or social morale. So obviously it's symptomatic of a much bigger problem. It's not just about people knowing, having to be conscious of putting their litter into the bin.
No, that's right. And look, we know we're not entirely comparing like with like when we compare Dublin's north inner city to Fermoy, for example. But the reason we've shone a light on these areas is in the hope that we could improve them. Over the last 4 or 5 years in doing that, we've been banging the same drum. We haven't seen much improvement. And, you know, really, until we have a mixed housing model where we've private and social housing together with proper amenities and we're building communities as well as building houses, this problem won't go away.
And very finally, Conor, where can listeners go to actually read up the more details of your survey?
If they go to ibal.ie, that's ibal.ie, all the results are there online.
ibal.ie, Conor Horgan of the Irish Business Against Litter. Thank you very much for joining us.
Okay, by the way, let us know where is the worst affected area around you? Do you feel it's getting worse? 53106 for a cost of 30 cents. I know, speaking from experience, I live in the inner city, Paul. We have a massive problem with illegal dumping. There is a lane behind our house that we have had everything dumped in there, including, not that long ago, a dead dog was dumped in the lane. That's the kind of stuff that we're up against. It's a horrific problem, and it needs a really aggressive approach.
It needs education, but I think what that man said there was just what Connor said. You know, it is reflective of sort of the social status of an area, because and how the level of sort of assimilation into the society.
Yeah, it's about building communities. He's absolutely right.
And pride.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, coming up, all the sport, including bailed out. Ireland get a boost ahead of tomorrow's game against Wales with Gareth Bale ruled out.